Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle. Good morning, it's Double T. It's time to find out what's going on in and around the Rockford area with Go Rockford and Shaneer Barmore. Shaneer, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, Double T. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. We got some real summer weather going on, some heat going on, and that means more and more outdoor activities. Do you like the heat?
No. I'm going to be honest with you.
I get it. It's warm, especially this first batch of it when you're not used to it yet. You're just like, oh, man, it's so hot and humid.
Yes.
But we got a lot of good things going on outside and lots of cool, great live music you could see outside. Mm-hmm. And we got some great venues, including Sinisippi Music Show, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a premier music event all summer. The Rockford Jams concert series over at the Sinisippi Park Music Show for another season of live music under the trees. The music will start at 7 p.m. Guests can bring your picnic, grab a concessions on site, and enjoy performances in one of Rockford's most iconic outdoor venues, the Sinisippi Park Music Show. The concert series features a variety of musical styles with free and ticketed performances scheduled on Tuesdays and Thursdays from June 9th through July 30th. Plus select shows in September. Rockford Jams, formerly known as Music in the Park, is such a classic concert series in Rockford. You have to check it out if you haven't over at the Sinisippi Park Music Show.
Yeah, definitely a great time out there. And I know a lot of people in this area like to go fishing, and it's a great opportunity for them.
Yes, they do, and it's a great opportunity to get kids hooked on fishing as well with the Hooked on Fun Fishing Derby over at the Four Lakes Forest Preserves in Pecatonica this Saturday. Young anglers ages 3 to 16 are invited to enjoy a free day of outdoor fishing fun beginning at 9 a.m. with registration opening at 8:30. Kids can learn to fish with guidance from Forest Preserves of Winnebago County staff and Muskies, Inc. volunteers while competing for who catches the biggest bait. The free drop-in event includes debate, limited loner poles, raffle drawings, free T-shirts, and tackle boxes for the first 200 kids. So it's going to be a great day over at the Four Lakes Forest Preserves for Hooked on Fun Fishing Derby. They will also have grilled hot dogs, a live animal exhibit, and s'mores on hand. So you want to bring the kids out and check this out this Saturday at 9 a.m.
Oh, definitely. That's going to be a great time. Hey, is there anything going on this Sunday in town?
I wonder. I hear there's a big race going on Sunday morning.
Yeah. The Ironman. I mean, second year of this. Are you guys ready for it?
We're ready. We're excited. There's a lot of momentum. Great numbers this year with volunteers and number of participants. So, and some beautiful weather predicted this Sunday. So we're very excited.
You know, where's the best place if someone wants to kind of check out this whole event?
The Chestnut Street Bridge is great. So is the it's the State Street Bridge. Those two bridges will be the prime spots, especially in the morning to kick off and get this started with that swim.
Now, if you had to do this, would you prefer the swim, the run, or the bike?
Give me the... Oh, that's tough.
It's a tough one, isn't
it? I go back. It's not the swim. It's certainly not the swim. Give me the run, actually.
The run? The run? All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go bike. I think I would rather do the bike so I can...
I go back and forth between those two.
Right, right.
As you know, the race will kick off at 7 a.m. with the 1.2-mile swim in the Rock River, followed by the 56-mile bike course through the Rolling Hills, farmland, and downtown Rockton, and end off with that 13.1-mile run along the river.
Wow, it's a lot. I give those people a lot of credit, and I believe it's going to be a little warm on Sunday, too.
Yes, but not like last year, though, so that's, that's a plus.
definitely. But get out and support, and be welcoming to all our visitors to Rockford this weekend,
please.
Right?
Yes.
Definitely. Well, if people want to find out info about all those info, especially like the Iron Man and stuff, where's the best place they can find that stuff?
Yes, check out GoRockford.com for all of that information and all of your Iron Man information as far as road closures, parking, and more.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Shaneer. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
It's Rockford's home for Classic Rock, 96.7 The Eagle.